بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أطيع الله وأطيع الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. This month is the month of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. It is the month of ربيع الأول. And in Arabic, ربيع is when the trees blossoms, when the leaves, when the naked trees become, their leaves become sprouting out, and everything turns green. In that Rabi', where it is the, means it is the thing that gives the greatness and gives the nicest and beautiful natural style of life in the nature, where you go inside nature and you see all these beautiful colors and beautiful vegetations and trees and fruit trees and everything that your eyes can relax, we say is spring, is Rabi'. Means after something is dead completely through winter, Rabi' comes, spring comes, everything comes, rejuvenating. The whole life is rejuvenated into a new cycle of life. Isn't it? So, Rabi' doesn't come before winter. Winter has to come, the rain has to come. Because the rain, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. We have made from water everything living. Means that water is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is described, rain is described as the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when that rain comes, that mercy comes, life comes, appear. If there was no rain, they say there is drought, everything dies. There is no life, everything finished, ends. So Allah's mercy, iradatullah, His will wants that mercy to appear. So that light, that rain that comes before is a symbolic. I am bringing something, what you call it in English?
Analogy.
So the Allah's irada came to bring, he wants his mercy to come out. That mercy, which is important for life, has to come before life. The mercy cannot come after life, because rain has to come, spring will follow. Winter comes, spring follow. Rain comes, life comes, appears. So his mercy has to come first, life comes second. So when his will said, my mercy has to appear, it appeared in وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, in the Prophet himself. And that's why the Prophet is the life. After everything was dead, there was no life, rain came. When that rain came, that mercy came, which is رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah has sent him, it rejuvenated everything dead. Means it, in it, through it appears everything. Life appeared. So winter symbolized the mercy. Spring symbolized what?
Life.
Life. Summer represents what? judgment day, when the heat over the head, when the sun burning the brains of people in presence of their Lord in the judgment day, everyone is trembling. It's a situation that a very hot situation. Everyone is going to be trembling from, and the heat of, and the pressure of that heat is coming over the people's head. Sun will be only few feet up, or what you call a few meters or few yards up over the head of every human being, sucking the brains and burning them in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to tell you, wait, you didn't see yet anything. So summer represent the heat that people are going to face. Fall, after heat, what happened? Fall. Fall, what is fall? Can anyone describe the fall? It's a transitional period that it is not cold, not hot. Trees, some trees are green, they're still there, have leaves. Some trees, no leaves. Means your lovers in paradise. After heat gone, after judgment day gone, then you are going to discover, either you are going to be like a pine tree, always green, or you are going to be like a normal tree in the normal level of paradise. Half of it has leaves, half of it doesn't have leaves. It depends on the temperature where you are living in order that that tree's colors appear. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us four cycles in a year to explain to us, to learn that, oh human being, you have to understand that the spring is the life, and that life is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because without him, there is no life, and that's why it's called Rabi'ul Awwal. It's called the spring in Arabic. Rabi' in Arabic can be the muqtabal al-umr, yani the beginning of the life from childhood to adulthood. When someone is in between his 15 to 25, we say the beginning of life. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam represent that life, and that life came because of him, because Allah made him that mercy, that rain, to bring that life back, or else there will be no life. So subhanallah, how the name came, Rabi'ul Awwal. The first Rabi'ah means there is a second Rabi'ah. When you say Rabi'ul Awwal, there is Rabi'ul Thani, the second one. When is the second one coming? There must be a secret from these names, this the Arabic months. Means Rabi'ul Awwal came when Prophet ﷺ appeared. Appeared when he appeared first in dunya, and when he appeared first before any creation created. That's the first Rabi'ah. First Rabi'ah when he appeared in Allah's presence. And that Rabi'ah is a continuity to Judgment Day. Second Rabi'ah, those who are Prophet going to take them with his Shafa'ah to Paradise. That's why it is very important to understand the real love. Love can be said by tongue, and love can be expressed by heart. Everyone can say, I love Prophet. And this is his month, we have to be to give love to him. That's correct. Very important. But it's not only by tongue. It's by action. And when you really love Prophet by action and through heart, you think Prophet will be absent from you? If you say, Ya Rasulallah, he's there. He's in front of you. Or else, what is the significance then? When he say, you have to love me more than yourself, your family, your children, your money, everything. What is the answer back? When you love him like that, means the answer back, I am present any moment you call on me. I will be there, responding to what you want. If that for Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what do you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that's why it's today, yeah, in this time, when we say there is, where are awliyaullah, where are Allah's friend, Allah's saints, that he described them, they are under my domes, no one knows them except me, Allah is saying, where are they? They are hidden. Those who can say, Ya Rasulallah, and they can see Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are there. People are not seeing them and not finding them because that love is only by tongue. That love by heart is gone. You love more your children, you love more your family, you love more your bank accounts, you love more your cars, you love more your homes, you love yourself more. That's what makes you not as prophets want you to be. Sahaba gave everything in the way of Allah. There, in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many people today, they give everything in the way of Allah, but that is not enough. You have to give yourself up in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only your money or whatever you can have, but yourself. Means priority is for Allah and His Prophet. Your every amal you are doing daily must be for Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we are not doing it. People are not doing that. If people are doing that, you think Ahlul Islam will be in that situation today? No, never. But unfortunately, we are not understanding the real mahabba of Prophet, the real love for Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It can move mountains. Energy can move mountains. Bring a big rock. Might be 10 tons. Can you move it? You cannot move it. You bring 100 people, cannot move it. You bring a crane, put electricity, wrap it, oh, the crane carried. Oh, what? How it carried that rock? Because energy, power. You think Allah didn't give you power? We are not using. Awliya Allah, Allah gave them power. In kuntum ma zala abdi yatakarrabu ilayya bin nawafil hatta uhibba fa idha ahbabtu kuntu sam'ahu alladhi yasma'u bihi wa basaru alladhi yubsiru bihi wa lisanu alladhi yatakallamu bihi. I will, if my servant approaches me through voluntary worshipness, I love him. You see the love? I love him. And if I love him, Allah say, continue in the Holy Hadith, I will be his ears that you can hear with. What's that? Means you can hear anything that people cannot hear. I will be his eyes that he can see with. Means you can see behind everything. You can look like that, you see China.
No problem.
Allah is giving. That is not shirk. Because Allah is giving. I will be his tongue that he can speak with. I will be his hand that he can move things. Then you move any rock. A story of our grand Sheikh, Sheikh Abdullah Dahsani, may Allah bless him. He was young, coming out from seclusion, 5 years seclusion, when he was 18 years of age. His Sheikh ordered him to go into seclusion. Sheikh Sharafuddin Dahsani ordered him to go into seclusion in monk, in a cave. 5 years. 7 olives a day he eats, and 1 piece of bread. That's 24 hours. And through day and night, only 2 hours sleep. 22 hours ibadah. For 5 years. One person stay 1 week in a room, he cannot stand it anymore. 5 years in the cave, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he came out, so that's why it's very important to surrender. So his sheikh, in a big meeting, they were eating, and the sheikh and grand sheikh came, and they have in front of them, you know, they are eating either sometimes they eat lamb, they might be 300-400 people, they make cook one lamb, or when they are 1,000 people. In this time, like that it was, not like today. In a village, sitting, everyone comes, listen to the teacher, to the sheikh. They had a cow, you say, or veal, big one, cooked. With their bones. There was nothing to, they didn't break the bones. You know, the bones is like that, big. And Grand Sheikh was coming in. And they were eating. And Sheikh Sharafuddin in front of him, he has a meat, and there was some meat on the bone, big bone. The side bone, very big, the leg. He threw it to Grand Sheikh and said, "Abdullah, break it." And Grand Sheikh said, at that moment, he's telling the story. At that moment, when he said to me, "Break it," I didn't think 1 second that I cannot break it. Since he said, "Break it," means I can, I have power to break it. There is no doubt. Complete submission. He said, "Break it." I took it. Broke. And it means 100 people cannot break it. That Allah's energy is giving. That Allah's power is giving. 5 years seclusion. It's not easy. Allah will give. People today, they don't want that. Anymore. People today running for their dunya. Everything became dunya today. No real work for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone running after his dunya. Everyone. Except those saints, awliyaullah, they are hiding. Because no one understands today anything anymore from that kind of ilm, knowledge. If someone give you a bone, say, "Break it." You look at him, so look at, this is a sheikh giving me to play a toy. He is teaching submission through the bone to everyone sitting there. So love makes miracles. And not love of dunya, must be love of Allah and Prophet. That's why he said, "In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah." If you really love Allah, follow me. Follow me means you love Allah, means you love me. You follow what I say. Allah told me what you need, and I am the representative now. They are now today, this plastic scholar or square head scholar of Wahhabi movement, that they are filling the Bay Area here. unfortunately, they are square-headed, they are plastic people, they have no mind, no brain. They have, put the Prophet aside, exclude Prophet completely. When Allah say, you really love me, follow him. Follow him, what means follow him? Means he is my representative. At any moment, this is Holy Quran verse. That verse means past, present, future. Till judgment day. Past, in his time. Present, in this time. Future for new generation. Means Prophet cannot be absent. Must be in every moment. Prophet is there looking at you, how you are responding your love to him. Allah then is happy. Allah is the creator, Prophet is his servant, his representative. Allah made Khalifa on earth. He is the Khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. Allah mentioned in Holy Quran. But unfortunately, that real love, that real spring, gone. They want the summer. They like the heat. Why? You know why? Because they like to go naked on the beaches. Muslims and non-Muslims. Especially also non-Muslims. Forget about that. We are not discussing. Let them do what they want. Muslims, they go to the beach, and today they are coming to you with excuses. Oh, we put long pants. As long as it is tight, as long as it is showing anything, even under your leg, anything, that's aura. For men and women. Men, they say to you, oh, aura is from belly to the knees. Okay, but this is between men and men. Not for women to see you. Why, women, mashallah, they are protected from desires? Many Muslims today, they go from, they wear from shorts, they are Muslim, and say, to the knees. Some of them, little bit cheating, goes up little bit. From their knees. I say, oh, Islam say that. Okay, Islam that said, but you do it in your home or in a secluded place. Not in front of everyone. Why, mashallah, the woman have good eyes? Allah save them from making any kind of zina in their eyes? That's for men. And for women? Woman is completely from top to bottom aura. For men. But woman to woman is from belly to the knees. From woman to woman. So women can see women only. Now today, they are going to the beach, women, Muslim women. And they say, okay, we are going with pants. What's that? What's that? Why is there? Since it is a public situation, that is zina. That is also not accepted. What you can say, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us.
Ameen.
May Allah guide us to the way of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why I will repeat that he is the spring, he is the rejuvenator of life through him after winter, because he is the mercy, rahmatullah. From rahmah comes life. So from Allah made him that rahmah. From it life came. And that's why he said, from my light, Allah created first my light, and from light Allah created creation. You see how it connects itself? Then come to judgment day, to summer. Then go to paradise. Or to somewhere else. We wish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would never make us to be in that difficult situation, because we ask and we believe that Prophet will intercede for us. And Allah will subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of his beloved Prophet, we send us to paradise.
Ameen.
Hurmat al-Habib, Hurmat al-Fatih. I have to pray Isha and I go, because my wife is sick, so...
Not 1 hour, Haji Muhammad. Service.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.